Today in Grand Rapids, the Human Rights Commission continues their series on immigration. Presentations are open to the public, and at noon today at Itasca Community College, 7 o'clock tonight at the Blandin Foundation. This time they are exploring the immigrant community of St. Cloud and what is going on in St. Cloud. It's called hashtag Unite Cloud. They work to resolve tensions and restore dignity to all people in the St. Cloud area. Their Green Card Voices exhibit shares personal narratives of immigrants fostering better understanding between immigrant and non-immigrant populations. The exhibit, Green Card Voices, is going to be in the Grand Rapids community until January 8th, and we are excited. Traveling towards us right now is the founder and director of Unite Cloud. It's Natalie Ringsmith. Natalie, thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So give us an idea of what St. Cloud is like if people don't know how diverse that population is. Explain to us kind of your neighbors in that region.
Sure. So I grew up in the St. Cloud area, and when I grew up here, there really wasn't a lot of diversity. And I moved away to Atlanta after going to college, and came back after 10 years and really was pleasantly surprised at the amount of diversity we now have in the St. Cloud area. And it was a big change, though. My cousins, actually from Wisconsin, when they would come up to visit me, they would call this area White Cloud back in the 80s and 90s, because really there was only white folks around here. And now that's not the case. We have many places, especially our school district in St. Cloud, where there are majority-minority classrooms and schools in this area. And so the most recent change in our population comes from Somali immigrants and refugees coming here from different parts of the world, really, but mostly Kenya, Somalia, Ethiopia. And so that's been the most recent change that has brought some community tensions. And we're learning how to live with each other and know each other and get along with each other and stand up for each other.
You know, it's good to talk to you today because I think a lot of times, so if we don't live in the St. Cloud area, we don't always know what it's actually like. And I know issues about St. Cloud came up in the latest governor's race. And I wonder if you can kind of talk about tensions there and I guess really the reasoning behind Unite Cloud.
Sure. So Unite Cloud was started 3.5 years ago, and we were started to speak peace into our area. My co-founder and I wanted to really see the landscape change on social media. We were started as a social media movement, and so we wrote blogs, and we just promoted education and understanding and empathy for all of our neighbors, and quickly grew into a nonprofit, and they're coming your way with a couple of our diverse speaking team members today, along with our Green Card Voices exhibit. So we knew we needed to educate the community about their new neighbors and not only do that passively through exhibits, but also be able to have folks meet their new neighbors face-to-face and learn really how similar we are. I agree. The most recent governor election was extremely divisive in this area, for sure. And we have folks that voted on both sides of the aisle there. The lieutenant governor was actually here in St. Cloud yesterday talking with us. And she really, I think, did a great job and said, you know, I'm here to represent all of you, no matter whether you voted for me or not. So I think while there was a lot of tension around that election, at this point in St. Cloud, we're trying the best we can to say, you know what, this is who we elected. And let's make sure our elected officials work for us and work for the things we need in St. Cloud. St. Cloud, a lot of people think about it as the place hotbed for racial tensions, but we have things that we really need to talk about, like our poverty rate, our homelessness rate, our jobs. We need more job creations. We have higher paying jobs leaving this area, and we need to have some place for our folks to work so they can survive and thrive. But sometimes that gets lost because the things that is talked about us is our racial and cultural and religious tensions. And yes, we have those, but you know, we need to talk about real life survival and thrival of everyone in this community even more.
Natalie, will you tell us more? You said some of the things you'd started at Unite Cloud started as a social media movement, but actually creating events or ways that people can meet each other. How are you doing that?
Yeah, so we have a speaking and training team that is comprised of people from many different parts of the world that now live, work, and go to school in central Minnesota. And so we have trainings on a lot of stuff, but different cultures. You know, sometimes what people will say to me is, Natalie, will you come and tell me about the Somali culture? And I will say, no, I won't do that because, you know, my ancestors are from Germany and I don't even speak German. So I really cannot help you with knowing about another culture, but we have Somali speakers on our speaking team. One of them, Sued Olat, is coming with us up here today. We have Latina speakers on our speaking team that can speak to that experience. And our friend Monica Segura-Shorts is coming with us today to your area. So that is one of our main things that we do is speaking and training. We do different art exhibits, including the one we're bringing to you guys today. And then we host really fun events where all it is food and fellowship. So we're bringing people together. We're sourcing our food from a local eatery, usually one that is from a different culture. And that's the whole point there is just to put people in the same room with each other and have them talk with each other. Even though we were started as a social media movement, sometimes social media can drive us apart instead of connect us. And so we try to give people a place to really learn about their neighbors by just sitting and talking and eating sambusa and Somali tea.
There's a phrase that I've learned that we may not see eye to eye, but we can walk hand in hand. And it sounds like what you are doing is trying to bring people from the community together. Now, do you have community gatherings do you go in by invitation? How do you bring the varied voices together?
Yeah, it's interesting because we're getting so many calls from folks like yourself to come outside of St. Cloud because people have seen the work that we're doing and, of course, seen the tensions, but then seen a community that's trying to resolve it. You know, one of the main things that people know in the past couple of years about St. Cloud is the stabbing at the mall. And what was really amazing is, you know, we had already been around for a couple of years before the stabbing happened, but the community's response to that horrific event was amazing. Our police chief, you know, was asked multiple times by international media, you know, what's going on in St. Cloud, and it seems like a racist city. And he said, you know what, this is one person who did one thing, and, you know, the majority of us here are loving each other and getting along with each other, and that's really the reality of St. Cloud. And we try to promote events that promote that reality. Yes, we do have folks that are angry at each other and may even hate each other, but that's not the majority of people. So so people have seen what we're doing, and they're saying, you know what, our area might change soon, and can you come and just tell us what some of the pitfalls have been, what some of the joys have been, and how can we ensure that hopefully nobody really wants to be known for racial, cultural, and religious tensions in their hometown. So, you know, people want to understand what's happening in St. Cloud so that if their areas start to change, like ours have, that they know what can be done.
We're talking with Natalie Ringsmith of Unite Cloud, the founder and director. They're coming to the Grand Rapids area today. There'll be Green Card Voices, the art exhibit, and also conversations with immigrants from their speaking crew that come to towns and talk. That's at noon at Itasca Community College and at 7 o'clock tonight at the Blandon Foundation. Both are free and open to the public, put on by the Human Rights Commission of Grand Rapids. How important, Natalie, is food in this kind of people coming together?
Well, hello, this is Minnesota. I mean, of course, food is important. You know, I grew up Lutheran. And everywhere that we went, there it was, you know, bring your own casserole or your own hot dish or whatever. And we want to continue that tradition in Minnesota. I know that one of my friends who's Somali, who came here actually as an immigrant to go to school at St. Cloud State and then ended up staying here and becoming a citizen and is raising his family here. He told me that when he was growing up in Kenya, he would see these American movies where someone would move in next door to someone, and then they would bring them an apple pie or brownies or something like that. And that's really what he expected of America when he came here. And he said sometimes he got that, and sometimes instead he got, you know, hatred or for his skin color, or for his religion, which is Muslim, or for his ethnicity, or speaking a different language when he's with his wife in public. And so that's what we really want to promote. We want to promote the type of Minnesota nice behavior that, you know, brings your new neighbor over some bars or something extremely Minnesota like that. Hopefully not lutefisk. But, you know, something with sugar would be great.
Right. Yeah. You know, you talked about some of the issues that are going on, you know, in St. Cloud across populations. But I think a lot of times mass media is talking about immigrant populations as sort of a frightful thing that's going to bring more crime and is going to, your economy is going to drop if immigrant communities move in. What do you say to folks who may have those ideas?
Well, I know in St. Cloud and in Minnesota in general, especially the head of the Chamber of Commerce in Minnesota said that if we don't train our immigrant workforce to take some of these jobs that our folks that have lived here for many years are retiring from, we will not survive economically. So, you know, the Lieutenant Governor said the same thing yesterday. She said, you know, even if you're concerned about immigrants and refugees and you're not exactly sure how to think about these changing communities of yours, economically, it's important to your community economically that immigrants are able to work and survive and thrive. And so that just makes economic sense. So maybe your heart isn't ready to change yet towards immigrants and refugees because you don't have a relationship with an immigrant or refugee, or you've heard what people are saying on the news and you're concerned. You know, lead with the economy and lead with the fact that you want your area to do well. And the media, yeah. It's just so tough to know the truth about someone if all you do is hear about them. When you hear from them, when you're in a relationship with them, everything starts to change. So that's really our main goal, is that we're moving people sometimes out of hatred, sometimes out of indifference towards their immigrant or refugee neighbors and into a relationship with them. And that takes a lot of steps. Someone's not going to go from, you know, being scared of a refugee. If some people say to me, you know, I think refugees are coming here to take over America. Okay, if that's true, you know, why do you believe those things? Let's break that down. And then from there we can bring in some education and some truth into some of the rumors they may have heard. And eventually what we've seen is people are able to talk face-to-face with someone who came there as a refugee, and they're able to say, oh, that's your story, and oh, that's what you're doing. And then things start to change for them. Dude, who's coming with us today, came here as a refugee, and he just has an amazing story. And, you know, if you're concerned about refugee resettlement, if you're concerned about our policies and our government, that's okay. It's okay to want to be part of those decisions that our government is making and understand those. But we have to understand also that refugees are people. And Sood just became a Somali-American citizen, and so he'll probably talk about that a little bit. But his journey from a refugee camp to being here and being an American is a beautiful one, and we can't wait for him to share it with you tonight.
You can hear those stories and the conversations going on today, noon at Itasca Community College, 7 o'clock tonight at the Blandon Foundation. From Unite Cloud, that's Natalie Ringsmith. Natalie, thanks so much, and we look forward to seeing you later today.
Thanks. Can't wait to see you guys soon. Thank you.
You're listening to the Monday Morning Show. Natalie is part, we mentioned Unite Cloud. They work to resolve tensions and restore dignity to all the people in the St. Cloud area. The exhibit will be at, I think it's first at Itasca Community College. It'll eventually end up at the Grand Rapids Area Library of Green Card Voices.
Okay. And you can find out more about Unite Cloud at unitecloud.org.